Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. That time of week again to fasten your seatbelt, dig your heels in deep. I'm going to present to you today a model, I think the most simple, elegant, comprehensive model for you to consider as it relates to your health, whatever your health concern may be. Now, what do I mean by a model? I mean, watching people heal over the years, heal and not heal, what you find more often than you want is that you have the tools to provide the healing for them. The information's out there, but people can't piece it together in a model, a perception of a process that allows them to endure the distance. I'd say if I had to put my finger on two decades of doing this, on one factor behind why people don't heal, why they don't really get what they want out of their investment, why they don't get their symptom, their chronic illness to go away, is they don't stick around for the long haul. We sell people, we give people perceptions of a process that are superficial, and in the trenches, after 4 months, 6 months, 8 months, we got to give them something they can stick to so they get to the other side. And that's what you call a model. Your perception of it is off. Now, I think today in 60 minutes, and this is going to relate to some of the past shows, but piecing them all together, I think we can take you on the journey of the cell, the sick and dying cell, from stoop to nuts, to give you a perception of why you're doing what you're doing in an ever deeper way. And yes, sometimes it appears like I may repeat myself, like this is an arduous journey, but you see, what you find is that every time you listen, you attach to something more deeply. This is so counterculture. We want data. We want new things. We want to compile all sorts of rhetoric. We want to expand on the vernacular. But really, in the end, it's chipping away at the same issue, attaching to it in an ever deeper way. It's like the word love. Love in a relationship on the honeymoon is a very different phenomenon than love in a relationship after 20 years. It's very different than love in a relationship after 40 years, after 60 years. And what's changed? It's not so much that there's more data. It's this is an increase in a depth of understanding. So today's show is I've entitled it The Critical Stages in Healing. This is what you use as a visualization, and you really have to use your imagination today more than your head. As always, we're going to do it through pictures, so get to the show. That's straighttalk.cc, two T's, .cc, not .com, if you're new to the show. If not, hopefully you're on the page, Critical Stages in Healing, show 165. That's three full years of banging it out to get you to that deep understanding. All right, I want you to go to picture number 12. I want to start real basic here. Again, when you click these pictures on, remember, those of you who are not that computer savvy, if you press the control button and the plus button at the same time, you can enlarge the picture. So if you can't see it, enlarge it. If you don't know that little trick, if not, put your two fingers in the square little board. If you've got a PC, not a Mac, put your fingers right in that little squared touchpad. and just expand out with your fingers, and the picture will get larger if it's not large enough. You're on picture number 11. Let's take a look at the cell. Let's journey. That cell is your problem. Whatever symptom you had, if you're suicidal, if you're depressed, if you've got ADD, if you're up for a joint replacement, if you've got a disease, a cancer, if you've had a heart attack, if you're in congestive heart failure, renal heart failure, if you've got diabetes, if you've got lupus, if you've just got low back pain, that cell is where the story begins. That you're looking at is a normal cell. And all those little figures inside that blue cell have jobs to do. We're going to skip through that today. Those are the organelles of the cell. They've got jobs to do. You just remember, they're little factories inside the cell, all with different purposes, and all there so that the collective effect of all of that, if that cell does what that cell is supposed to do, the collective effect of all of that, all those cells, will render that cell functional, highly functional. It will do what it's supposed to do. If you put the stress on that cell, a heart cell, a brain cell, a kidney cell, a muscle cell, a cartilage cell in your knee, if you ask that cell to perform, it will perform. It'll do its specialized job. And that's what we call health. Health is a bunch of cells that do their job. And those organs put together are a bunch of organs that collectively do their job. And if everything's in balance, if the acceleration of your process and the deceleration of your process, meaning the active function of the body and the passive function, are in balance, we call that homeostasis. Equilibrium, we call it health. Now, go to the next picture right there, not far away, picture 11. Go to picture 11. Now look at that. Cell attacked by free radicals. Hopefully I can use those terminologies. Hopefully you understand oxidative stress, free radical damage, all the sources of it. Hopefully you do. When those free radicals attack that cell, the destruction gets through the membrane of the cell. It goes into the cytoplasm of the cell. It goes into the nucleus of the cell. It deranges the DNA of the cell. And yes, 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 we can stop at any given moment and talk about foods to neutralize free radical damage, foods to strengthen the membrane of the cell, foods to clean the cell, herbs to do this. It isn't the point. The point of the show is for you to visualize a process. Because it's not for little tools out there that you can apply to these little subsets of healing that we lack. What we lack is a comprehensive, deep picture of a process. And that is why people fail in a healing. They don't get that. And so they give it up. That cell that you're looking at, cell attacked by free radicals, that cell has enough of those internal organelles, those little factories, not performing to standard. So collectively, the organ does not perform to standard. And we say you can't think. We say you can't filter through the kidney. We say you can't filter through the liver. We say your joints don't work. But whatever we say, whatever your symptom to your disease is, your cells look like that cell. Now, what are you going to do when enough of your cells have deformed like that cell? What are you looking at then in a healing? Where really? And what really does it come down to? This is where you've got to remember, and I brought this up last show, you've got to understand the extracellular matrix. And we're going to go somewhere with this today very differently, but you look at picture number 2. Take a look at that. The extracellular matrix, the ECM, ECM is what you call it. The area between the cells. By the time your cells look like picture number 11, the ECM, the space in between those cells, is sludge. So you got to picture three things. A healthy cell, a diseased cell, and the space in between the cells looking like sludge. Good. That sludge is a critical landmark. It's a place you keep in your head, because within that sludge is the healing. Let's give you another picture. Picture number 11. Excuse me, picture number 9. Let's go to picture number 9. Got a very nice, colorful picture of the same thing. Picture 10 and picture 9 are effectively the same thing. Only picture number 9, that blue area in between the cells, those are adipocytes. Those are actually fat cells. Those spaces in between those fat cells in the blue area, that's the ECM. That's the extracellular space. And what's that highway of other sorts of cells there? It looks like tubes. That tubing and those other cells, not the yellow ones, but those little ones, those little tan ones, and those blood vessels, those red ones, all collectively live in the ECM, in the extracellular matrix. And that's a blow up of the ECM. Again, it's another angle on that space between the cells. Now, the point is, you cannot drive a repair. You cannot deliver a repair to the cell if the ECM is sludge. Your issue becomes one of cleaning out the extracellular matrix. And once the extracellular matrix has progressed, has advanced to a chronic stage of decay, of sludge, you've basically created another type of solid in between those cells. The extracellular matrix is liquid. By the time you're in a chronic disease state, a chronic state of symptomology, a fibrosis, a borderline organ failure, a stage one disease, a cancer, you name it, it's all the same in that space. You have rubberized that space. You have rubberized that space. That space is what you call granulation tissue. Histologically, pathologically, under the electron microscope, to the biopsy of the pathologist, you're looking at massive amounts of fibrosis to a type 3 collagen deposition called granulation tissue. Now I ask you, just using your common sense, how are you going to get an herb? How are you going to get a remedy into the cell when the space in between the cells is made of granulated sludge? Well, the answer is you're not. And this is why people fail in a healing. You can't get it there. Getting it there, or changing that extracellular matrix to get it there, is the whole issue. And that's a time-dependent process, even if you're doing it correctly. But what are we doing? We're overlooking that space, and we're focusing on the cell. And most of these studies are done in vivo, rather in vitro. If they're done in vivo, they're done on animals, tiny little animals, animals that aren't sludged up. Animals who live a lifestyle where sludging up the ECM is much more difficult. The studies can say one thing. The studies on healthy people can say one thing. If you say something like a mushroom, reishi, coriolis, shiitake, maitake, if you say cat's claw, if you say green tea, does something to a cell, was that the cell of a sick person? You see, that's not the way studies are run. We don't make, in the function of the study, any gross distinction between the healthy person and the sick person. And in the sick person, the definition of sickness is the ECM, the extracellular matrix, is absolutely sludge-ridden. So I ask you, how are you going to get the herb the chemical to that space. It's exceedingly difficult. Now, you should know from last week's discussion of stem cells, I remind you, before that stem cell will activate, it's got to be in a much cleaner, pro-stimulatory, in other words, a extracellular matrix that's clean enough to initiate the quiescent or silent stem cell into the stem cell that wants to and is about to awaken. The late stages of the healing will not occur until you've taken the granulation out of the extracellular matrix. So do this with me. Journey with me. Picture 13. Go to picture 13. There's the cell. There's the genes in the cell. There's the chromosome. There's the strands of DNA. And there are the individual nucleotide, adenine, thymine, guanine, cytosine. There's the nucleotide sequence, the specificity of which allows that segment of the DNA to code for specific types of proteins, which are specific to the cell, need of the cell, function of the cell. Great. That breaks down. That is broken down. Journey with me. That is broken down inside your cell as you sit there and labor in your agonizing symptom or pain or diagnosis or whatever. How are you going to get anything in there? Into the blood, through the digestive system, all the way over to the extracellular matrix, stopped, taken apart by the granulation within that matrix, through the membrane of the cell, through the filth-ridden, destroyed cytoplasm of the cell, into the DNA of the cell. How are you going to do that? You're not. And that is why you fail. Well, perhaps you wouldn't fail over 2 years, to 3 years, to 4 years. Perhaps you wouldn't fail if you second mortgaged your home, found a tent on an area of property, built a wood shack for $5,000, maxed out a credit card or two, gone to a foreign country, a foreign island, lived with a friend in the woods, found an ecosystem that could support life, and plugged away at it 6 months, a year and a half, 2 years. Impossible, you say. I say to you, usually, often, I should say, a necessity for you to get out of the hole. And there's tons of people that will tell you otherwise. That is a crock. Let me go on record to tell you, by the time you are in the stage of a progressive chronic illness, mental or physical, you are looking at more radical terms, which for people who live in healthy ecosystems really isn't that radical. But you see, our city dwellers, they represent a new form of slavery. Up at 5 to bed by 10, up at 5 to bed by 10, Saturday for chores, Sunday to rest, Monday to push out, stand up, get in the car, and drive to the slave. It's a different form of slavery. And you really have to consider that against the time it takes to get in and break that down, aside and around the glimmer and false promise of Park Avenue Holistic Health, is reality. If you just gave the 50 years it took you to decay a couple of good years and put yourself in environments, even in the mountains of Los Angeles, even in the areas of lesser population where you could roll out of bed or your tent or the back of your van or your RV trailer into earth life, not the sardine-filled, congested area of city dwelling. If you could just do that for a few years against 4, 5, 6 decades of destruction, you could really get somewhere. And you could. And I see people do that all the time. Not a lot of people. This is not the doctor that talks to you about all the people that heal, because they don't. That is a crock. most people won't hang in there and do the things they need to do. And it's not that we're pointing fingers here. It's just because you've been bought, you have been sold, you have been given a perception of how it happens that's not reality. This is why I harp so heavily on the science so often. Because if you study what granulation is into the extracellular matrix, it is an absurdity to think that less than significant, dramatic shifts are going to break through that matrix. The notion that you're just going to suck down some sort of nutraceutical and watch a miracle occur, this is a pipe dream. These things are necessary. Herbs, and fortunately, there are clean, good, well-grown herbs. We still have that for companies that want to deliver. Herbs are necessary, but you've got to have the context. So you bring your attention into the extracellular matrix for the rest of this discussion today, because we've got to get to your DNA. Okay, so you're down, and you're in chronic pain. What's the model? What's the functional model here? The first thing you have to do is fix your digestion. You have to learn food. You have to master food. If you're new to the show, get on my website, straighttalk.cc. Look at the shows on digestion. Take the advice. Get there. Or don't look at my website. Look at somebody else's website. Listen to all the stuff on food. But think. Do what my show asks you to do. Use your brains. Good digestion is simple. You eat it. You prepare it correctly. You buy it correctly. You time it correctly. You mix it correctly. Go to YouTube to find out the details. And you say, I ate the food and I didn't bloat, I didn't get gas, I didn't feel sick, and I have a sense of how to take a food into my body that my digestive system, my enteric nervous system, just the show a week or two ago, enteric nervous system, the one I did on SSRIs, on Prozac, I talked about the gut, the production of GABA, GABA aminobutyric acid, that endorphin for the brain. Work that relationship out in the enteric nervous system. Step one. Step two. Which do you do first? Do both. Do them backwards. Do them any way you want. It doesn't matter. Do them correctly. The other step. Clean your exit portals. Now, I want you to give and get a perception here. Clean your organs of excretion. What do I mean? I mean the biliary system. I mean the renal system. I mean the respiratory system. I mean the lymphatic system. Get the portals of exit decongested. Get them degranulated. Take out the mucus. To cut to the chase, picture 24. Go to picture 24. There. Are you producing that? Can you pump that out easily? If you can't, hang it up. For now, hang it up. Back off. If you can't put green, yellow bile copiously, 2, 3, 4 times a week, you look up the flushes. Not the purpose of this show. I don't care whose flush you do. They're all the same. Get bile into the toilet. Lots of it. If you can do that, you're opening up one portal of exit. And if you don't, the consequences are bad. Just like if you go to picture 26, that's a kidney stone. We have bile stones, we have kidney stones. If you don't have bile stones, you have bile sand. If you don't have kidney stones, you have kidney sand. If you don't have boils and carbuncles on your skin, if your skin isn't zitted and cysticked out, if you don't have rashes, itchy lesions, plaques on your skin still needs to breathe. Your skin has to breathe. You have to sweat profusely. You have to push bile out. You have to push out the sand of the kidney. How do you do that? You get on my website and you find out. You get on somebody else's website and you find out. You go read a book on kidney cleansing. You go read a book, Moritz's book, The Great Gallbladder Flush. Lauren Feltz's book on kidney cleansing. Go find the books. Understand the perspective here. Are you sweating? No, you're not sweating. You haven't sweat in years. Forget it. It doesn't work. If you're not sweating, that ECM will not clean. If kidney and the sand within the tubule has not been degranulated, it doesn't work. If the biliary system isn't patent, it doesn't work. And there's where you put your money into the herbs. The herbs help. Turmeric, milk thistle, dandelion, coffee enemas, chansapiedra, uversi, gravel root, juniper berries. Everybody's got cleanses out there. If the herbal product is reasonable, the cleanse will work. Except that you have to push the cleanse to critical mass. You have to push the cleanse until you can see result. This is why I emphasize so emphatically, do you see bile? People hallucinate their experience every step of the way in a healing. To get into the reality of a healing is to take risk. Intelligent risk, educated risk, but certain risk. The risk of what? The risk of having a bad day. The risk of detox. The risk of not feeling good. The risk of feeling sick for a day or two. The risk of throwing your neck out as you stretch. And what we've given you is a litigiously oriented culture, so mired in CYA, that nobody allows you to push a healing to critical mass. We're polite. We're politically correct. We're passive aggressive. We don't get the job done because to get the job done means we have to get our hands dirty. Things can get ugly. You can feel sick. You can feel worse before you feel better. You can get angry at your healer, at your therapist, at your doctor. You can get angry at the people that give you advice. You do. And knowing that, they don't give you any advice, that will precipitate an angry response. So everybody just stays polite. You lose. You lose when the medical community stays polite. You lose when the holistic community stays polite. They lose and you lose. We have a culture of jokers. Real jokers. It's one thing to write books. It's one thing to talk on radio. It's another thing to get in the face of somebody and tell them to wake up. No, we're going to do that politely and slowly. We're not going to push the issue. We're just going to let our client stay oblivious. And we'll leave it to God. Maybe they will, maybe they won't. We're flaccid. When the muscles should be toned, we're pudgy. And this is an issue. This is an issue for anyone in the healing arts. It's an issue. It's difficult to press somebody and to hold their rage in a control chamber. Because they're going to snap back. But if you know how to push that edge, so we're talking about finessing an edge. Healing occurs at the edge. Healing in a stretch occurs at the edge. Healing when you touch occurs at the edge. Relationships evolve on the edge. Think of your relationship. Those of you who have a better relationship, a productive relationship, whether it's at work or whether it's at home. If it's good, if it's better, if it's evolved, if it's not stagnant, if you're not lying to yourself, if you're not going backwards, if you're not living in oblivion, if you're not living in numbness, if you're not drowning yourself in vice, and you're actually in a progressive creative process, it is because you have pushed the edge. You have to do the same thing as you detox. There is the delusion of cleaning a kidney. There is the delusion of cleaning a biliary system. And then there's getting bile. And then there's feeling kidney sand as it moves out your body. Those tinges in the ureter. Those little aches in the kidney. Maybe a drop or two of blood sometimes. And there's a reason for that. To create a healing, you have to inflame. So why do you have to push the edge in a healing? Because when you push the edge, it means you're killing tissue. It means you're inflaming tissue. It means the extracellular matrix, the space in between the cells, has been so pestered, has been pressed upon, has been tortured a little bit, and the immune system has become even more antagonized in the extracellular matrix. That antagonism, that acceleration of tension within the extracellular matrix is pro-inflammatory. You have to inflame the space between the cells before you decongest it. That's a big deal. So no guts, no glory. I didn't say you have to be foolish. I didn't say you have to be stupid about the process. I didn't say you have to be a victim of another delusion, no pain, no gain. I said you have to learn to finesse the edge. The edge. When you improved your relationship at work, when you improved your relationship at home, you pushed an edge. So the space in between the cells has got to inflame a little. And when you see bile, and when you feel stones, and when you begin to sweat, if you're non-ambulatory, if you can't move, go find a banya sauna. Go find one. Picture 31 and 32. There's a banya sauna. Picture 32 in the backyard. There's a banya sauna. I've talked about these relentlessly on my past shows. Picture 29 and 30 in infrared. Make sure you sweat to get the skin open. Make sure you decongest the kidney. Get into those kidney cleanses. Push them until you feel something. Use the herbs in all these different types of detoxes through the renal system, the biliary system. Then there's breath, to breathe. Now, we're not going to get into it now. Look at that video again. Picture 33. Look at that. Just take a look at picture 33. You check the video out later, but you see, picture 33 is on a body that is stretched, antagonized, pulled, persuaded, coerced, coordinated with the entire abdominal organ system. That's a sandwiching effect. That man is sandwiching his organs. That's called Nali. I've brought it up before. I'll bring it up again. One of the singularly most important moves in motion. In motion. In dance. In ballet. Yes, you didn't learn it in ballet. You learned isolation in ballet. In ballet dancing, you learn this. In ancient dance, you learn this. In yoga, you learn this. All forms of it. In the martial arts, you learn this. Do this. See the Hulk. The Hulk. The last one out with Ed Norton. Ed Norton, Liv Tyler, John Hurt. Great flick, if you like that kind of thing. See the Hulk when Ed Norton's in a dojo in Brazil learning martial arts. Because he's the Hulk and he doesn't want to get upset. So he's got to learn to control himself. He's learning it from the notorious Hickson Gracie. It's one of the Gracie brothers. Good-looking Brazilian man. Master jiu-jitsu. Brazilian jiu-jitsu. Yes, right. The Gracies from the UFCs. He's the oldest and the best. He's going to do nollie. He does that. Because he knows, as a martial artist, you have to be able to isolate the abdominal organs. And the breath tandem to understanding nollie. That breath is breath. That breath moves blood. That breath pushes out acids. The oxygen infusion and the CO2 excursion with breath, when you can do nollie, that's another level of existence. You bet. Hear my show on breath. So there's that deranged extracellular matrix. It's turned to collagen type 3. It's turned to granulation tissue. The function of the cell, oxidatively stressed, has denied you organ function. You are in pain. Fix the digestion. Learn to eat food. Think of yourself as a chef. Think of yourself as going to give yourself enough time to learn relationship between food and your brain. And then clean your pipes. The respiratory system, the biliary system, the lymphatic skin system, and the renal system. Clean your pipes to critical mass. If you do those two things, I don't care what you've got. You're going to be in a better place. It is that simple. Do not get up every single day and complain that you don't feel better. Don't get up every single day and look at that deranged joint or your lab tests, the curse of the lab test, the terrible, horrid travesty of the lab test. Using a lab test every single month or 2 months or 3 months to tell you whether you're not getting better is a sin of the highest order. It is a stupidity of the highest order. It is a travesty of the highest order. That lab test is nothing next to what I'm suggesting you do. It is nothing. It is dust. Because what that lab test will do every month or 2 months or 3 months, what that lab test will do is assume the arrogance to dictate to you just what the healing is all about. It will claim to you that that's the indice through which you will measure this infinitely complex, divine process of healing. And that is a joke. That's not what a lab test is. It's a paltry little clue. It's a pathetic little opinion. It is the last thing that should be consulted rather than having use it as the indice through which you should determine whether or not you're healing. It is a joke. The first thing you do is take your detoxifications to critical mass. And if you don't feel a bit better, you remember what I'm saying. You attach more deeply to what I'm talking about today. Because you're never going to get to the cell if you don't clean out that extracellular matrix. And don't expect to see very often grand change until you do. If you've got that, take it to the bank. So that extracellular matrix now has been inflamed. And some of that sludge is beginning to clear out in that inflammation because you have pulled the macrophage into that space. Take a look at picture number 5. It's a grand picture. Picture number 5. Those are fat cells, but they could be any cell. Look at the hair around them. Look at what it's matted in. all your cells are matted in fibrin created by fibroblasts and granulated into sludge. This is obviously an earlier stage. But the point is, now, after persistent, relentless approach with right attitude, you begin to break those places up. Break them up of what? Of what? Let's have a little detour here, just for a moment. Break them up of what? What are we really sucking out of those spaces? I put a few articles in. Click to view the one on pesticide and fat. There's a second page in pesticide and fat. You read the article by yourself, but the second page of pesticide and fat are a table. And that table, it's not comprehensive. That table, in fact, is far from comprehensive. But that table, if you just look at the fat they find in your average U.S. citizen, the poison in the fat after dissection or maybe liposuction of the average person, that is something to marvel at. Styrene, 1,4-dichlorobenzene, xylene, ethylphenol, dioxin, a different type of dioxin, benzene, chlorobenzene, ethylbenzene, toluene, the PCBs, chloroform, hexachlorobenzene. These are complicated molecular structures. These are going into your fat. And a lot of those chemicals in your fat are estrogenic. So look at that other article. Again, you read these on your own. They're great articles. Don't ever succumb to some arrogant insight, some arrogant controller in the healthcare system and tell you this is just hooey, that your cystic ovaries, that the tumors in your kidney, that the tumors in your breast, that your diseases are not related to the chemicals at the Long Beach port, at the chemicals in your foods, at the chemicals off the freeway where your house is situated a block away. When we dissect out the fat of people, it is loaded with what I just listed to you. And these chemicals leak through the blood anywhere there's fat. You have a very high concentration. And when they tell you, the proverbial they, when they tell you, there's no study to support, we're not sure, it needs more research, really think about what I'm saying. When specifically the problem with the studies is that they don't take the cumulative total effect of the chemical. They study the effect per chemical. Per chemical may dip far below the LD50, meaning the lethal dose, the amount that will get you sick, per chemical may be far, far less. So you can take one big dose of dioxin, or you can take 1% of that dioxin and then add 100 dioxin-like chemicals. What's the difference? There isn't any. This is the faux pas of the scientific method. This is the idiocy of the health council that you get. So there you have it. Now, where do those chemicals live? They live in the fat. Polychlorinated biphenyl 77 induces adipocyte differentiation in pro-inflammatory adipokines. Those are cytokines off the attack of the macrophage into the fat, and atherosclerosis and many other types of sclerosis. Read that article on your own. Read both of those articles. Or don't read the articles. Just look at picture number 4. That's the before and after picture of a fat person. The red is the fat. Now look at that. Yes, the fat. The fat you can touch with your hands. No, I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about the fat that you can touch with your hands. I'm talking about the fat that lives around the glandular tissue of your breast. I'm talking about the fat of your brain. I'm talking about the fat of the kidney, the renal fat. I'm talking about the extracapsular prostatic fat. I'm talking about the fat that you can't touch. I'm talking about how that fat gets fat when you're fat. And many people are fat. I'm talking about the ludicrousness of not taking the processes through which you can finally start to get to that fat. And you won't get to that fat until the excretion portals are open. So we're building a case here that if you journey with me, you'll understand is not an overnight fix. The notion of putting a pill, an herb in, to get you to where you go, when you really understand the enormity of this process, is a ludicrous pipe dream. And again, for those of you of the denser level, I'm not saying don't do herbs. I'm saying the herbs in the context of melting that fat to bring you to the cell so that the cell can activate is the perception that you have to bring to the herb. Don't misunderstand my statements. So if we could get rid of that fat, if we could open those portals of exit, catch 22 here, if the estrogenic chemicals, if the dioxins, the DDTs, the PCBs, the benzochlorines, the styrenes are stuck in your fat, if they're stuck in your fat, but they have no place to go because your portals of excretion are blocked, your brain will not let you dissolve the fat. Ladies, how many of you I see in your 50s? Talking about the good old days when you could get rid of your fat and you can't anymore. And you've lost some, but now you've plateaued and there doesn't seem to be anything you can do. And you only eat 800, 1,000 calories a day and you exercise and you can't get rid of that fat. There's a good reason. The excretory channels are not open. Do you understand? You must understand. The excretory channels are not open. If you're not throwing bile into the toilet and sweating, your brain will not let the fat dissolve. Because the brain is smarter. The brain is calling the shots. Not our conscious brain, the important brain. The one that doesn't think. The one that just feels. The feeling brain. The knowing brain. The divinely intelligent brain will not let you lose the fat if the gallbladder doesn't shoot bile and the kidneys don't shoot sand and the pores of the skin don't sweat. Beautiful, beautiful orchestrated symphony that God all put there for us to explore and celebrate. But it asks you to have right action, correct attitude. It asks you to shift to a deeper perception of what it takes and what it will take for you to enjoy that divine gift you call a healing. Think about that. You're plateaued out in your epic weight loss journey. And it's nothing more than a brain that knows better than you, knows better than your doctors, knows better than all of us to let that fat dissolve out. It's dioxin, it's styrene, it's chlorobenzene, it's xylene, it's ethyl phenol, it's chlorobenzene, it's ethyl benzene, it's PCBs, it's chloroform, it's hexachlorobenzene, it's beta BHC, it's bisphenol A. That brain knows better than to let it dissolve out of the pericapsular fat attached to the organ, the glands, your brain. That brain knows better than to let that dissolve out if you can't get it out of your body. Take a moment with me to appreciate the genius of that. ask me why I rant sometimes on this radio show. Because you nod your head. It doesn't stick. There's a shift you have to have. And you're the elite. If you even last on this show, you're the elite. People don't even listen, period. You live at the Long Beach Port. Your health provider is Kaiser Permanente. You go get your physical every 6 months to a year. You fight with your doctor for tests you want run that they don't see a reason. And in the trenches, you're at their mercy. When all this is going on, that's the reality. So that fat dissolves. So those portals exit, become open. So your macrophages begin to clean out enough of the garbage in between the cells. And this is when the miracle begins. It actually begins. You go to my show over the last few weeks on stem cells. Those of you who've come to my last two lectures on this, my 6-7 hour lectures, pat yourself on the back to understand something deeper. For the rest, take a look at this picture. I put it on the show before. Picture number 34. Take a look at picture number 34. The heart is a self-renewing organ. Cross out heart and put kidney. Cross out kidney, put lung. Cross out lung, put spleen. Cross out spleen, put stomach. Cross out stomach, put large intestine. Cross out large intestine, put brain. Cross out brain, put pancreas. Cross out pancreas, put knee joint. Cross out knee joint, put shoulder. Put tooth. Put anything you want. Put living tissue. All living tissue is a self-renewing tissue. If you're new to the show, this is Dr. Vincent Medici trying to get you straight on it so you don't have to live like a slave. StraightTalk.cc. The heart is a self-renewing organ. Now take a look at that picture. Look at the two words there, quiescent stem cell, active stem cell, quiescent stem cell, active stem cell. I want you to keep those two words in your mind, quiescent stem cell, active stem cell, extracellular matrix. And I want you to go back now. Do this with me. Go back to that picture. Go back to picture number 10. Picture number 10. Quiescent stem cell, active stem cell. I want you to put a quiescent stem cell in that blue proteoglycan complex. We're on picture 10. Throw it in there, a quiescent stem cell. Throw in an active stem cell. Quiescent stem cell, active stem cell in the ECM. And I want you to picture the sludge. Picture the granulation in the ECM degranulating itself. Picture the macrophages activating more. Picture the breakdown of that granulation tissue, sending out chemicals, growth factors. Picture that granulated tissue degranulated into a loose enough extracellular matrix to the point where a quiescent, a latent, a not working, a sleeping stem cell gets enough conchs on its head, on its membrane, is subjected to enough growth factors by the macrophage to turn it on. Picture your bone marrow. Picture yourself doing Nolly. Picture yourself of low body fat. Picture yourself flexible. Picture your sacrum, your bone marrow, sending quiescent stem cells to the site to be activated in the ECM to begin to prompt a regeneration of tissue. Picture that herb you're taking on its way in, doing what it's supposed to do, and the poisons and the garbage and the degranulated granulation tissue and the type 3 collagen and the muck just draining out through the venous system, through the lymphatic system. Picture it all. Picture a congested 405 becoming a free-flowing, non-toxic, electric car-driven masterpiece of motion. Can you do that? If you can do that, you'll heal. And every single day when you get up and you curse your birth and you curse the world and you curse the Lord and you live in your bitterness and you're sure you're forgotten and you have nothing, think of what I just said. Because God lives there. God lives there in that process. And you will know that. And you will feel blessed. And you will not feel abandoned. You will not feel alone. You will feel Jesus and his Father flowing strong in your veins. You will really feel it, not talk it on Sunday, not recite Bible passages. You will live the experience of health in that matrix if you can put this together. And that's the act of faith. Healing is an act of faith. And knowledge creates faith. Knowledge. Not ignorance, not innocence. Knowledge is the glue that drives your faith. Knowledge is the glue that drives your face. 714-850-1007. Two spaces for my class next week. Serious people apply. 714-850-1007. Great show. We'll see you next week.
Been listening to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Invite your family and friends to the show and learn about Dr. Medici through his website, straighttalk.cc. He'll give you the tools you need to save your health and prevent unnecessary surgeries and harmful drugs. He's dedicated to your ultimate healing. Join Dr. Medici next week at 10 a.m. for more Straight Talk on Health. This show and the information therein has not been evaluated by the FDA, and recommended products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The information provided on this site is for informational purposes only and is not intended as a substitute for advice from your physician or other healthcare professional.